Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has within the days of the year and in the nights, Allah ta'ala has set aside some special days and some special nights. And Allah ta'ala has put special quality and effects and characteristics in those days and nights. And the specific special nights, we have the nights of Eid, which are special. We have the night of Qadr, power, the night of power. We have the night of Jummah, just like now tonight, alhamdulillah. This is from amongst the special nights, the night of Jummah. This is a special path and a special resource that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. In the same way, the 15th night of Shaban. So alhamdulillah, it is by chance that both nights are very close to us. Tonight, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given to us the night of Jummah, Shabi Jummah. This is a specific and special night that Allah Ta'ala has selected. These are the selected nights that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And tomorrow is that night which will come, which is also a great night, which is the 15th night of Shaban. Now, what's the speciality? What is the, you can say, the special characteristics or blessings or fadl or mercies of Allah? They will be filled with Allah's blessings and mercies, these nights. And we should know about these nights, like the night of Jummah and the other night that's coming, so that it may not be that we don't know and we lose out. May it not be that we lose out. In the night it comes once, and they're valuable nights. So what should we do? What's the purpose of these nights? Why has Allah Ta'ala given us these nights? Why are they special? Why are they selected? And obviously visibly, physically, they're the same, like yesterday night. Tonight is the same. But the spirituality changes, the reality of that night changes. Then that same scenario doesn't take place repeatedly that it does every day. Something different takes place, something different arises. So what we need to see, the night that's coming tomorrow night, especially, why has Allah Ta'ala made it special? Why has Allah Ta'ala selected it? What is it that we need to attain in that night or do? So brothers, from very easily we can sort of understand the importance or the significance that if Allah Ta'ala Himself tells us what I want to give to you, if Allah Himself tells us, then it's easy, isn't it? That I want to give you this, and so we should prepare for it, isn't it? So after that, after knowing this, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying that I want to give this to you, for this reason I've given you this night. And if we do other actions, then there's nobody more foolish than this. Think about it yourself. Yes? That Allah says, I want to give... For example, if I say to you, I want to give you a pen, and write with this pen. And if I give you a pen, you start playing with it, or you do other actions with it. So then you have defeated the purpose. You've not utilized that thing properly. If I say, here's water, drink it, quench your thirst, and you throw the water away, or you water the plants, you've not attained the objective. So the night is big, it is great, everybody knows, alhamdulillah, everybody knows. So that we don't go astray and off track, we should benefit from the night. Allah is also looking. Allah Ta'ala, if He told us Himself, wouldn't it be easy? Yes, how easy it will become. And despite that, despite knowing and being aware, and if Allah gives us and we utilize it incorrectly, then is there a bigger foolish person than that? More foolish person than that? It's such a fantastic night that it comes every year, after one whole year, not days, not weeks, not moments. If we waste this night, then we have lost out. We are big losers with a big loss. Isn't this the case? Yes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us. We see in the hadith, the pious elders have narrated these hadith. With regards to this night, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this night, spoke to us about this night, that in this night, the special thing about this night is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He comes close to His followers in this night, and Allah ta'ala calls out loudly, is there anybody who wants to ask me for forgiveness? Subhanallah, tell me, what is our condition? What's our status quo? If we scan ourselves, may Allah forgive, then if we look at our lives, then is there any way we are going to be saved from Jahannam? I'm telling you the truth. From hellfire, our amal, deeds, our actions, our worship inside us, our outside, internal, external, our ibadat. Allah's rahmah is there. Allah's mercy is there. But if we get such a resource, that if his announcement's made amongst the prisoners that the king, he's coming, and the prisoner who wants to be released stands straight away, will there be any prisoner who doesn't stand? Even a person who's got the punishment of being hanged to death, anyone, the announcement will be made that the king's about to pass through, whoever stands up, he'll be forgiven. If this announcement's made to the prisoners, they'll all stand. We're in a worse situation, my brothers. Allah's rahmah, mercy is calling out itself on this night. And nobody's in prison. Nobody's shackled. No conditions. Allah says, no, read this many thousand nafil. Or no, I'll call you out. You have to go to Makkah and be all gathered. Or no, come to this plain. And that this happened to the previous nations, didn't it? This did, didn't it? But we have no preconditions. Just I'll call out to you. Listen to me in your bed, on your straw mat, if you're in the shopping center, in the market, in the masjid. There's no need for you to be gathered in a specific place to do this action, Allah says. How merciful. So easy. Allah says, I'll just call out to you at that time. That's it. I'll just call out to you. And Allah says, I'll call you. Is there anyone? Subhanallah, imagine. And then if Allah calls out, is there any greater power than Allah? Tell me. How can there be any a greater power than Allah? Is there? Impossible. And our hal, the Quran has explained in various places. In various places, Allah Ta'ala has declared our position, the scenario that we're in. Allah Ta'ala has explained in the Quran, Allah has explained that when you do bad actions, sins, shaitani actions, you know what happens at that time. Allah Ta'ala says, any action, negative, small, big, so-called, Allah says, do you know what happens at that time? Allah says, وَمَن يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ. That time you are destroying your own self. You have destroyed yourself. You have no chance to be saved. Who are you disobeying? You have no chance to be saved. Allah says that this is my nizam, that I've set you free in the world. Everyone's wandering around, horses, donkeys, everyone's in one basket. And if we say, oh, I'm okay, I just got up in the morning, I worked, and nothing's wrong happened to me today, I've done nothing wrong, maybe I made a mistake, it's okay, I'm totally fine, my shop is running nice, I've got turnover, I've got my business is flourishing. So Allah Ta'ala says that this nizam is in the world for everybody, this system. Yeah, I won't grab you now. Allah says, there's time. Allah says, even for the ummah, Allah Ta'ala says that the previous ummahs would get punishment. Immediate sometimes. So Allah says that don't fall into the trap that I'm sinning and nothing's happening to me. Don't be content on this, Allah Ta'ala said. Allah says, don't be content on this. Allah says that you are doing dhulam, you are oppressing your own self. After sinning, Allah says, what happens? Yadhlamu nafsu. Allah says that you have destroyed yourself. You are destroyed. You have damaged yourself. Su means, the mufassirin, the commentators said, not small, big, whatever disobedience you have committed. Yes, whatever sin that you've committed, excess that you've committed. It happens, doesn't it? It happens. These things happen. We are human beings. So further, Allah Ta'ala says a beautiful thing. That if I remember this verse, I'll recite in front of you. It's come to my mind. ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ. Subhanallah. That Allah Ta'ala is saying, who is saying this? Allahu Akbar. Allah is saying that if you've committed a sin, you've done dhulam on yourself, you've oppressed, but Allah opens the door. Thumma Allah says, that yastaghfirullah, if after that you come to your senses and you understand what you do, yastaghfirullah, come, do tawbah, repent, do tawbah, yastaghfirullah. Don't be afraid. Allah says, when you commit tawbah, do tawbah. Don't think I did this sin and that sin. Allah says, no, who are you stood in front of? That you disobeyed me. You are stood in front of Allah, the Creator, who you disobeyed. You haven't gone anywhere else. You could have been more daleel and wretched. But this is my karam and mercy, Allah says, that even then I brought you back in front of myself. Okay, remember, what have you done wrong? Think, do maraqabah, I did this wrong. Maut is on my head. And I've got nothing to my name which is good. Allah, you can forgive me, only you can forgive me. Thumma, Allah says, yastaghfirullah. If you've come back to me, and you repent, and you're asking for forgiveness, Allah, forgive me. Allah says a beautiful statement then, beautiful statement. Allah says, Allah is ghafoor ar-raheem. Allah doesn't say that I'm just ghafoorim. Allah says that when you do this action, then you will attain my closeness, my nearness. You will attain me in this way, Allah says. Such a beautiful word, Allah Ta'ala is saying, I'll do this or that. No, Allah says in a beautiful way, there's a message a person can feel from this, that Allah Ta'ala, the great, great, the King, Allah says, when you come to me, you'll see that I'm like this, Allahu Akbar. That this is how you'll find your Rabb, how? Ghafoor. That I won't ask you, I won't question you, I won't do anything. You have come and I will forgive you. Subhanallah. They said, no one in between, for you don't need to bring anyone or influence in between. You will come, Allah says, and I will be listening to you. And how will you come to me? How merciful will I be? How merciful and rahim will I be? You will have come, you will have asked forgiveness, and I will forgive you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah says, that's how I'm Ghafoor al-Rahim. Forgiving and merciful. When you do this, then Allah says, look how I will spread and give you the rahmah, the mercy, and my fadl, my grace, my generosity will come to you. For example, when a thief commits theft and he's forgiven, a person, he puts him down first. How dare you? You did this to me, you did that. How dare you did this and that? And after that, maybe the forgiveness is given. Now remember, you did this, you thief, you robber, etc. And then he's ashamed that he's forgiven me and he's still reminding me. And Allah Ta'ala, does He expose a person like this? Allah says, no, no. What is Allah saying? That how do I do hisab? How do I treat you? After forgiving you, Allah says, yes, you should be ashamed. Fair enough. And you will have to answer for your deeds. But Allah says, but I don't remind you. After forgiving, Allah says, I send more rahmah towards you, more mercy towards you. And what is that rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That we say, oh Allah, the person in the world, we dishonor that person, degrade that person, disrespect the person. Allah says, but when you come to me and ask for forgiveness, those people who called you a thief and a robber or a bandit or a sinner, Allah says, my rahmah will come to you in such a way that those same people who degraded you will call you a wali of Allah. If I show you the list of the walis of Allah, they were alcoholics or there was zina in their life. A great walis of Allah says, the people in the world will remember you for your friendship with me. And another beautiful point, Allah says, Yajid Allah. And Allah Ta'ala's favor on us. His bounty, Allah says, when I'm ghafoor and I forgive you, am I saying anything to you? No. Am I taking a promise from you? Look, Yajid Allah is a beautiful point. Am I saying something wrong to you? Am I laying down conditions or preconditions? I'm asking you to sign. Or am I saying you must do this and that or not do this and that? No. Allah says, such a great path opens up. I'm ghafoor. I forgive you. But don't be afraid when you come to me, Allah says. Don't be afraid. Don't think that I have to go to Allah and then I'm going to sin again. Allah says, I'm not telling you not to sin again. I'll forgive you. If you commit sin again, I'll forgive you again. No preconditions. No criteria. So when a person sins and he repents and he's repenting, he says, no, I'm going to sin again. It's too hard for me to leave the sins. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. When you've got that opportunity to ask Allah for forgiveness, grab that opportunity. If a wali of Allah is there, he's giving bayah to people. What's bayah? When you do bayah to a sheikh, to wali Allah, it's tawbah. When somebody takes the hand of a sheikh, he's asking Allah for forgiveness. Don't think, don't delay. Take the hand of the sheikh and do tawbah. There's nobody else because Allah's court is open. When you do bayah with the shaykh, you are doing direct tawbah to Allah, repenting. No condition. Do this dua, do this recitation. Allah says, have I told you this? Allah says, I am Rahim. I will change your status. In the whole universe, you'll become different. And Allah says that if you're then steadfast, then for you is all the goodness and your maqamat, your levels will increase. And elevate. If you commit the sin again, obviously, you may be influenced to do wrong again, but Allah says that, open the doors again. No conditions for failure. No problem. So for this tawbah, Allah says, there's no condition. No issues. So when such a great record, Allah Ta'ala is allowing us to put the record straight, and we're thieves, we're sinners, we're crafty, and we're cunning, and in our lives, there's no sin that we've left, no stone unturned of sin. The biggest sin after shirk, rather maybe it is shirk itself. Worse than shirk, you could say. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that it's in us. But let's analyze our lives. Let's reflect. Let's look in the mirror. Let's weigh up. Kibr. Pride. Pride. That to come out of the action of kibr, action of pride, it's a big achievement to leave this sin. And if this sin is in a person's life, it's big misfortune. People will have kibr in their lives. They will be asked severely. On the day of judgment, have you ever gone to a friend of Allah and scanned yourselves? Have we? Have you? Have I? It's such a khabees and wretched characteristic, kibr, that Shaytan, he was expelled from Allah's mercy due to kibr. He had pride and he was haughty, big-headed. Have we ever thought, why do I get angry? Kibr. Why do I get angry? Why does my style change? Why do I start fussing? Why do I start looking at myself and better than others? When I wash my car and I start patting it and I look at others and belittle them, or when someone else makes a mistake and I look down at that person, this is a severe malady. Just some hours ago, a minister stood, and he stood everyone in line. Come here, stand there, respect. Aren't you ashamed? Just a few hours ago, what happened after a few hours? Aren't you ashamed? You people have stood here, and what work have you done? Right now I'll suspend all of you. What can you do? You should have done this and that. How dare you? Why didn't you do this properly? And after some hours, the announcement's made that this person was expelled from his job. Expelled, suspended. Subhanallah. Kibar, Allah Ta'ala doesn't like pride. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like pride. Because Allah Ta'ala doesn't like people who fuss, who make a fuss. That a person, a human being, my Hazrat stated, Allahu Akbar, what words, that don't consider you are something. You need to crumble yourself like dust, belittle yourself, lower yourself, humble yourself. Never think that you are something like that. You've got ilm of Quran or knowledge or this or that. In no way or form, after you learn something or get status or rank, if you change your style, little bit of a fuss, little bit of pride. No. That even the greatest rewards of Allah Ta'ala, if they come, never think that you are better or improved. No, the way I was, that's the way I am. Because kibar, even like a small ant, it crawls inside us. It's such a big sin, and Allah never forgives that sin of kibar. Never. So this is our story of life. But Allah Ta'ala says, my door is open for you. Thumma, Allah says, ma yastaghfirullah. Allah is ghafoor ar-raheem. So my brothers, this night, it's a great call for us. Great opportunity for us. Allah has given it to us. Such a night that in this night, such tawbah you don't get on normal nights. That, for example, tonight is the night of Jummah. You can't get this night during the week. We do dhikr every day. We sit in the same way. But I feel this on the night of Jummah, that this is the night of Thursday, the night of Friday. It's different. The spirituality of it's unique. It's felt because I'm doing it from so long. I used to sit in the footsteps of my Shaykh, Hazrat Sahib. And many years I sat in the service of my Shaykh in the Khanqah and did dhikr. And definitely the day changes, the night changes, the feeling changes, the spirituality changes, the taste of that night changes, the importance of that night changes. And I feel that tonight, the Thursday night, always Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq. We come, we pray Maghrib Salah. When I come for Maghrib on the Thursday night, which is the night before Jummah, it's a difference. It's felt. What's extra? The extra spirituality. As soon as Maghrib occurs, then the characteristic of this night, it suddenly changes. And Noor ala Noor comes. Allah's mercy beyond mercy comes. And alongside this, Allah's Karam also comes, that straight away the condition of the masjid changes as well. 50, 60, 70 brothers sit down and start to remember Allah. And fortunate are those people, like, mashallah, light birds, they float away, fly away in the air and enjoyment. So the dhakir, they enjoy. Since I come, I see that the birds, when they fly, they float, and so beautiful they feel. And I feel enjoyment. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. I can hear the kalimats coming from their wings. Subhanallah. It's like that. So the characteristic changes, the masjid, where we sit, where we are, everything suddenly when the night of Jummah begins, everything changes. Do you feel like this or not? Yes, that you will have come yesterday to pray Salah. Do you feel tonight the difference? The Salah is the same time, the masjid is the same, but Allah changes the environment. Rather, when people come from outside, they feel that in the masjid, it's feeling nicer and better and warmer, friendly. At night of Jummah, the angels are different, the light is different, Allah's rahmah is unique, Allah's favors are unique, Allah's gifts are unique, Allah's grace is unique, and Noor ala Noor, light beyond light, the dhikr is also unique. Subhanallah. So this is great karam mercy of Allah that we come, we arrive. I'm not capable, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not capable at all. The question does arise. All day long we do silly things. Am I capable of acquiring such a great opportunity on this night? And after that, then death will become easy, will become simple. Is this not the case? So let's promise then that after this week we will not leave the gathering of Thursday night, Friday night. True promise? Sincere promise? Don't waste it. The whole week we should wait. And when there's anything good, when you wait for it, even if you die in that time of waiting, Allah will raise you in that condition that you were waiting for something good. So if we wait for Friday night, then Allah will raise us as dhakir. Allah will say to the angels, he was waiting for Thursday night, for Friday night. Yes, he was waiting all day long. So then you know when a person when he wakes as a dhakir in the hereafter, if you're waiting for the dhikr, waiting for Allah's remembrance, waiting for the gathering, then alhamdulillah, this is what you will attain. Even if you don't get it physically, then the status will be assigned to you, isn't it? No? So this is the point, this night, what do we need to do? That's why Allah Ta'ala, what reason has given the night? For tawbah. There's no other action, no ibadat, nothing special, nothing, no speeches, and any sort of tradition, straightforward ibadah that Allah Ta'ala has said is a great ibadah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the forgiveness that Allah Ta'ala gives on this night is not minor, that if you take the tribe of Bani Qalb, there's so many sheep and goats, so many goats and sheep, and mashallah Allah Ta'ala multiply them so many times, they give birth to offspring, the goats and the sheep, more goats, more sheep, Allah Ta'ala multiply them. For this reason Allah Ta'ala allowed them to be born, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to give their example, and the whole world this example is spread. So it stated that the sheep of the tribe of Bani Qalb, the hairs on the bodies of the sheep, who can count? Can you count the hairs on the sheep? More than those hairs, Allah Ta'ala will forgive the number of sins a person has committed. More than those hairs. So should we waste our time in this night? No, let's do this and that and listen to speeches. Fazail, there's no fazail. The biggest fazail and mercy, the virtue of this night is what? Is what? Allah Ta'ala calls his servant and we go. We heed. It's called Allah says, come, I forgive, and we ask Allah for forgiveness. That's the ibadah on this night. After that, you can do what you want. Extra you can do, no problem. Whatever you're doing, not doing, sleep, rest, relax, no problem. And Allah's taken the fear away. Nothing to be afraid of. If you sin again, ask again. But don't waste this night. Do tawbah definitely in this night. Afzal tawbah, best tawbah is that. Do tawbah at the hand of a wali of Allah. This is the tariqah of the Quran that is taught to us. Yes, by the hand of the shaykh, that's true, sincere, solid tawbah. Great, great verse in Surah Mumtahinna. Allah Ta'ala has given this to us. Otherwise, okay, we're there. That, for example, you can do tasbih, you can cry and lament and go back to Allah. So will you do this, brothers? Good. So this is tomorrow night. And start preparing from tonight. Because I'm not telling you about this tomorrow. Tomorrow is the night to do. The Fadl Wala, tonight Allah has given us dhikr, and tomorrow night we'll get dhikr as well. Tonight is in this masjid, and tomorrow will be in another masjid. Will you all come, all brothers? Yes, tomorrow will be great night, my brothers. The angels are preparing today, having a bath, putting clothes on, preparing. We've got to go tomorrow. Why are you preparing, angels? Tomorrow we're going to go to the gathering. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which people will be forgiven tomorrow? Subhanallah. And we'll prepare flowers, garlands of flowers for them, necklaces that Allah Ta'ala is forgiving them. Subhanallah. Even names will be cut off the lists. Which names? Names will be cut off the lists. In the hadith is stated that the strike of this name, his rizq finished, his mal's finished, his life, he's got this many breaths left, he's got this many breaths left. The hisab, the accounting will take this one. And the angels, they laugh. That amazing, this man, he's only got a few days left, 4 days, and he's committing sins in the world. And he's running after his shops and his house. Doesn't he understand? Doesn't he have realized? Look at his list. So, he's not looking. Does he not understand? Does he not trust the words of his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this his yaqeen? That maybe your name is being cut off. Come tonight and do tawbah, ask, do repentance so that you can be forgiven. And so you can succeed. So tomorrow night is also adheem with the fadl of Allah. If Allah gives us tawfiq, health, this is Allah's fadl. Allah's grace and generosity. Then tomorrow we'll do dhikr in the same way like tonight. From Maghrib to Isha tomorrow night. And then our name will be written again. And then we salah. Today is Friday night. So from today we are preparing. I'm preparing you. It's not, this wasn't the topic of tonight. Tomorrow is where we will emphasize, oh, today's night job. We don't speak about that all the time. We just speak about two things. Come and ask Allah for forgiveness. Come, ask Allah for forgiveness. There's no other objective, long tafsir or commentary, no. So this is the action we don't do. The rest we want to talk about. Oh, then I'll read this nafal, voluntary action, salatul tasbih, and do this and do that, and this game and that. No, no, no. Everyone, everywhere is playing games, but the objective I've mentioned, nobody fulfills the objective. Eventually then the sun sets and the day goes and passes. So what I say, how can the sun set the life, the person's life, the sun sets on his life. We shouldn't waste. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. That Allah, may Allah give us forgiveness tonight. Allah says, that Shaban, we're in the month of Shaban, we've spoken from our hearts. Allah is the one who gives rahmah. May Allah ta'ala give us the cure and the reward today. And may Allah ta'ala allow us to live tomorrow in a nice way, have a bath and prepare. Remember in our minds that tonight we're about to get success. And from the morning we'll prepare, just like the angels prepare. Then let's see that which insan, human being, wants bakshish tomorrow. That whose special and merciful glance does Allah Ta'ala go towards tomorrow. So his best way to pass that time, my brothers, is do tawbah tonight. Will we do this? Inshallah. I'm prepared, inshallah, to allow people to teach people how to do tawbah. I'm prepared after Isha to teach that. So let's do tawbah tonight. Take hold of the hand and you'll get the stamp of approval, the seal of approval that you fully prepared. If death comes, nothing to worry about, then you've got the seal, the stamp of approval. You start preparing from the night of Jummah. And you've got 24 hours still in it until the great night tomorrow. But if you have to go on a journey, if the plane journeys tomorrow, 12, 13 hours, we prepare, isn't it? This luggage, that luggage, we prepare and pack. That's the journey in the world. But this is the journey for thereafter. This is the journey of Mi'raj to Allah. Isn't it? That we're going, everyone would pass away and go to meet Allah. And the beautiful fragrances are coming from Allah. And the angels are preparing. Names of people are forgiven, will be written on the lists. And only those will be forgiven who Allah Ta'ala's special mercy will be given to the people. Imagine that person's status. So our feelings, good feelings, they tell us that whoever does tawbah tonight, Allah's special mercy has come to that person. And only that person will do tawbah whose mercy Allah comes towards. Those men and those women. So brothers, tonight I'm present at your service. Whoever wants to do tawbah, I will fulfill my duty. I'll stay sitting all night long on the phone and casually. Allah Ta'ala give us his tawfiq, and maybe the whole ummah's bakshish and forgiveness can take place. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه وأمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمرنا كل ذلك عندنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأنشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اوفنا في بدني اللهم اوفنا في سمعي اللهم اوفنا في بصري اللهم اوفنا في قلبي ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا من المتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم منهم والأموات ارحم ديك يا رحم الراحمين ارحم ديك يا رحم الراحمين ارحم ديك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.